The U.S. Dairy Export Council told stakeholders Monday trade tariffs weren't anticipated when they set a goal to grow dairy exports by 20% of U.S. milk production in the next 3 to 5 years. CEO Tom Vilsack didn't confirm whether or not the council could meet the goal.
We're still focused on trying to get the job done, notwithstanding whatever challenges might occur in the marketplace. With reference to the Mexican tariffs, what this does is it essentially eliminates our price competitive advantage that we had with the rest of the world. But we still have a logistical advantage because we're close to Mexico. We have a relationship advantage because we've developed a relationship with the Mexican dairy industry. They understand that we're working with them to increase consumption in Mexico. And I believe that at the end of the day, NAFTA will be renegotiated. It'll be modernized. The tariffs will be lifted, and I think we'll continue to have a strong market opportunity in Mexico.
Vilsack says China raises a completely different set of long-term trade challenges. He hopes dairy farmers will receive assistance from USDA programs. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue told reporters Monday the Commodity Credit Corporation funding won't make farmers whole.
Farmer sees a two-level drop in soybean prices, then they should not necessarily expect a $2 per bushel mitigation payment. I think that's what we're trying to say.
National Milk Producers Federation Senior Vice President of Communications Chris Galen tells the Red River Farm Network direct payments are the most important piece of the CCC funding for dairy farmers, followed by dairy product purchases. Galen says there are still unknowns about how much funding will be provided for dairy.
Again, right now it's encouraging that they're talking about a multi-billion dollar program, but we don't know how they're going to divide that up between dairy and other commodities, and then even within the dairy sector, how they're going to apportion that money. And that's a question I think everyone wants to know.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.